Case number 10163, A.P. Kroll and Clara T. Kroll, north of Route 9, 200 feet east of Route 320, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
I need both of you to come forward, if you would. Provide the clerk with names and addresses, please.
Albert P. Kroll III. 22997. 29832 Lakewood Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Kenneth Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, 18 Chestnut Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Both put your hands here. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. The site that you see on the print before you is one that most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with, as it's located about 3 or 4 miles east of here, right on Route 9. It's an establishment that's been in business for 4 decades.
Yes.
Give or take. A.P. Kroll Construction Company. The existing building, which is located very close to the front property line, is in fairly significant disrepair, and Mr. Kroll would like to tear that down and replace it with a new, larger, more modern building. As y'all are probably aware, it's a site construction company. There's a lot of heavy equipment, a lot of large construction supplies that are going to be moved around the yard as the operations there continue. The intent with the front setback relief would be to simply pull the building up close to the parking as we can get it. We would have a fence running with the new property line as DLDOT intends to request a dedication of approximately 20 feet of my client's property. We would have our driveway up against that fence and then the parking spaces and then a sidewalk in the building, which would be, I believe, is it 49 feet? Yes, is what we requested. This is in character with the McGee HVAC building located immediately to the west of the property. You can see from the aerial photograph that we are in keeping in with the removal of the existing building. We're actually pulling the site closer to conformity with the current zoning. If it weren't for the 20-foot dedication to DLDOT, this conversation wouldn't even be necessary. That being said, DLDOT has requested / demanded a 20-foot dedication for the site plan to move forward. This dedication wasn't, you know, the idea of my client. It wasn't created by him. This hardship was presented by the Delaware Department of Transportation. It's not something that can't be worked around because that new property line does correspond fairly closely to where his existing fence is. And although he wants to replace the fence with a more attractive replacement fence, the same location is intended, so it'll run essentially with the dedicated line, and everything outside of the fence will then be state property. I guess at this point, we'd be pleased to take any questions anyone on the board may have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bertman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I guess the DOT only requested this 20-foot upon your request for this, or what?
Anytime you do a subdivision or site plan, DLDOT pulls out their highway functional classification map, and depending on how large the road is or how well traveled it is, they want a dedication from the existing center line of the road. Right now, there's only a 30-foot state property from the center line of the road toward into our client's property. They would want for Route 9 a 50-foot distance, so they, anytime you come in for any kind of approval from them, they require dedication. So we will need a site plan to be processed through Sussex County Planning and Zoning, and in order to get a blessing from DLDOT, they're going to want 20 foot of property off the frontage.
Okay.
They have to come here first for the variance, and then they can go to...
Proceed on.
Go to the commission.
Mr. Miller?
Site plan.
Bud, how long's that setback been, 60 feet on Route 9? Do you know?
Gosh, you got me. It's been years.
How old's that building that's there now?
The McGee building?
No, the one you're going to tear down.
It replaced the previous office building that was put there in 64.
I'm guessing the setback was probably a lot less than 60 even back then. So.
Yes.
Not only are they borrowing 20 feet, they increased the setback on you.
Okay.
And thank you for removing your sign.
That's in mind for the record.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10163. I don't think it will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of or development of the adjacent properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10163. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, indeed.